Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go!
Let me say, morning, studio.
Morning.
The question is, if like a bank gives you too much money, do you keep it? You know, we always talk about this. If you find money, do you keep it? And it's almost every time no, unless your lunchbox. And it's almost every time yes. You got paid too much once at work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I at the ATM, I put checks in and it gave me an extra $450.
That's what it was.
And booked my flights to Vegas. What
you,
up?
You went to Vegas. Yeah.
That's right.
Now, Amy,
the wife.
Amy's been paid too much by work.
Yeah, it can't be right. I don't even know how it adds up to being right.
Yeah, and what you do, you just keep it, right?
You go to Vegas.
Well, I mean, now
you squirreled away like a little squirrel, put those little acorns in your mouth, you just hide it over here.
No, obviously, I think I need to say something or I wouldn't talk about it on air, because obviously, I think some of our bosses might hear and be like, let's get with accounting. But yeah, definitely got too much.
Was it so big?
Noticeably.
Like, wow, I'm thinking big.
You know how they add a zero, maybe?
Oh my gosh.
A zero?
Oh my gosh, they paid you that much more?
Wow.
Now here's the thing.
Our
job is weird too, because we do different stuff.
Totally weird.
We're almost like freelance. We have a salary, but then we also are freelance. And if we do different stuff for clients, you know, they pay us to do it.
Appearances,
yes.
Spots, endorsements, other...
You think they added a zero to your paycheck?
It just was definitely off. Something was off, but that's the thing. It's not itemized. You know, when you go to look at your pay, it is not totally broken down.
You have to say something.
Well, obviously, that's why I'm saying it on here. So this is me covering my bases.
Amy, you don't have to say it. You can tell, oh, that was just hypothetical. Like, if they come to you and be like, no, I was just joking.
They're hearing this right now, though.
Well, it wouldn't be hypothetical if it really happened. Yes. If they look and it really happened.
It's also if I'm saying it happened and then he's telling me to say it's hypothetical and they hear this, that doesn't do anything for me.
But you know what you do tell them? Money gone. Sorry.
So that money you got, because you went to Vegas, they paid you too much. You took it to Vegas.
Yep.
And then?
Money gone. Sorry.
But then really then, what?
And then a couple months later, they sent me a letter in the mail letting me know they removed it from my account.
Oh, money gone. Sorry.
Money from you. Right. Did they sign it? Money gone.
Yeah, I said, sorry. Money gone. Sorry.
Did you get excited for a minute because you thought you had made much more on this check?
Yeah, I just was, I was instantly perplexed. Mm-hmm. So.
Dang, a whole zero. Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money.
Wow, who are you going to call?
Probably somebody in San Antonio or something, and I got to have my employee ID number ready, because this seems like official business.
So what you do, Amy, you just say you tried to call, no one answered.
Okay.
Tried to call. Sorry.
Sorry.
No one answered. Sorry.
Let us know. That could be awesome if it's real, though. That's the hope. You cross your fingers and go, maybe
come
that's
on.
Real. Maybe they... That's awesome.
Yeah. We'll
good
see.
Luck. Good luck.
Thanks.
Okay. Who would call? Who would call? Or who would just wait it out to see if they come back and get it?
I would wait it out.
Exactly.
For sure. There's no harm in that. Just wait.
But you save it. Don't spend it.
No, I wouldn't spend it like Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Okay. Ray, what would you do?
Take the money and I'd close the account.
Exactly.
Your job.
You're still working with them. I guess if you were quitting.
Idiots.
Right.
Idiots.
Ray's like, I close the account. I move to Mexico. I change my name. No, not for that. This is what I would do. I would call because eventually they're going to come for it anyway.
Yeah.
And so I would want the peace of mind either way to know you're getting the money back or I'm keeping the money. I just don't want to sit here in limbo because you're not going to, I would call.
Hey, if you do wait, how long is the green light of like, hey man, they haven't called in so long?
3 months.
It's mine.
Like 3 to 6 months.
Wow. See, I would wait it out those 3 months.
No way. I would call. You're saying in case they miss it?
Exactly. Oh. All right, 3 months,
maybe
it's
I wouldn't call.
But then what is the, how long can it go before they ask for it back?
I'll just Google statute of limitations.
Forever. Don't Google statute of limitations. Don't Google that.
I'm going to call because I shared this with you so we could talk about it.
Call and then let us know.
I'm not going to
take. Call?
Call and what? What?
Just say that it was a lot less than what it was. Be like, I think you guys gave me 10 bucks extra.
That's 10.
It's time to go over and open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've been listening to your show for many, many years. I am now a sophomore in college. I wanted to see if you could help me with a project for my electronic media class. I'm doing research on careers in media that involve conducting interviews and have a few questions for you. Number one, who was your first professional interview and how did you prepare for it? Well, funny story. I was 17 years old and got a call going, hey, there's going to be a band at Magic Springs theme park that you can interview. And I was a big fan of this band. I'd never done an interview. So I had a little kit, like a little square box that had a mini disc in it. And a microphone. And I went and it was Hootie and the Blowfish. I was a massive Hootie and the Blowfish fan. I was like, oh my gosh. And they were like, we don't know which one we're going to give you. And I was like, okay. And I was fine with any of them, but I was like, okay, is it going to be Mark, the guitar player? Is it going to be Dean?
Wow, so at least you knew the rest.
Sony, I knew everybody.
Okay, well.
Hey, you know how cool I was? Tier A Hootie fan.
Oh,
yeah. When you're 17, nothing's cooler.
Yeah.
Or Darius. And I really hoped it would be Darius, but I was from a tiny radio station from a small market in Arkansas. And I was like, all right, well, I'll go and I'll be happy to talk to whomever. And they were like, all right, come on in. And it was Darius Rucker. Country music's own Darius Rucker.
That's right.
And so I went in and he was so nice. We were both much younger at the time. I was so nervous. My hand was shaking. And he's like, hey man, let me, and he like helped me with the equipment and everything. And so my first ever interview when I was a teenager was Darius Rucker. And to this day, we're still friends. And it's just wild to think about that because we didn't stay friends the whole time.
Okay, yeah.
We didn't even know each other.
Right.
And we went, didn't know. And then I moved here. We got to know each other a little bit. And I was like, you're Darius. And he was like, yep. And then now we are friends.
Does he remember that interview? Have you asked him?
No, he does not.
Okay.
But we talk about it a lot. And he's like.
Somehow I'm sure he's created the memory now because Bobby mentions it.
I have a picture of it.
Yeah.
So I can show him that picture. But how I prepared, I was just extremely nervous. And I tried to remember all this stuff and wrote notes, but I got so nervous, none of that mattered. Because I was like, oh, I couldn't even see. I was shaking. Number two, how would you describe your interview style on your radio show? Well, I think we are pretty relaxed. But I would say here's a trick that I do that I don't really hear other people do. And probably because it could be annoying. But if I'm going to ask somebody a question that I know takes a little bit of thought, and I don't just want a quick answer from them, I will ask the question and then answer it myself only to give them time to think about it. So if I'm going, I'll ask a tough question. If I'm like, hey man, I'll just say, how's your day? And I know how's your day is going to be I want a good answer from them. I'm like, hey, how's your day? I'd ask that. Here's why I ask that, because my day's not going so well. You know, I did this, and I'm not talking so much for people to hear me, but I'm giving them just a little space to think about their answer so they don't go, yeah, it's good. And it moves on.
Interesting.
Especially if it's something like, hey, so you were adopted. I just did this with someone, an interview with Ernest. He's adopted. And I really wanted a thought out answer from him. And I said, hey, you're adopted. I know you must not know a lot about your family or your history. And instead of making him just go, yeah, I was, and start talking about it, I said, I asked that because when I go to the doctor, I don't know any of my medical history.
because my mom is not alive anymore. I never knew my dad. And that's a difficult thing for me because I never know. And by the time it comes back to him, he's formulated this thought. He has something good to say. So that's a little strategy that I use when interviewing.
That's love good.
It. So there you go. Do that. Or don't. Whatever. And then finally, who's one person you haven't interviewed that's on your bucket list? I mean, that's interesting. The only celebrity I've never met that I really want to meet is David Letterman.
But do you want to interview him?
That'd be cool.
Probably not.
Really?
Steve Martin probably would be really cool.
Yeah.
But I've been lucky enough to interview most people that I've wanted to interview.
Tom Hanks, have you interviewed him?
No, but I don't care.
Okay.
I'd like to meet him. That's cool. But I don't care.
I was living through you there for a second.
It's not like on my list, you know?
Okay.
So thank you for that. I would just say take down notes. Take down a lot of notes. And listen when people are answering. So many people when interviewing are just looking at the next question. You can 90% of the time take the next question from what they're saying and ask based on what their answer was. And if their answer stinks, which sometimes it does, then you go to your paper of questions. I can do an entire hour long Bobbycast never looking at a question sometimes because I'm just listening to what they're saying. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Let me ask based on that answer this. And you kind of go into places you never thought you would. That mailbag might have been the most boring one ever.
No, it's good.
Well, it made me think about the first interview you ever gave me is like 2006 and it was Nick Lachey. So I'll never
from 98
forget.
Degrees.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I was so nervous.
And also know you're going to be so nervous if it's your first one. All right. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Lunchbox has been dying to get on television in any way possible. And I told him, hey, you can go and try to be on a game show in Los Angeles. I will give you a week off. I'm not going to pay for your trip, but you can have a week off to go and pursue this dream. And Scuba Steve even said he had some hookups, and he knew which shows were auditioning at what times.
Yeah.
So it's all laid out there for you.
Yeah.
Lots of opportunity. What's the latest with you?
Guys, I got a sign. I made fun of Amy when she came in here a few months ago and said she had a sign from above.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to bed the other night, and I had a dream that I was on The Price is Right. And that Drew Carey liked me so much, he came up to me. He was like, hey, man, I'm going to walk by and whisper the answer to you in your ear. And so he walked by and whispered it to me, and I ended up winning 2 cars, a boat, a camper, and diamond earrings.
That's amazing.
That and like the wheel, like when you do the showcase showdown, when you're spinning the big wheel, mine was going to stop on 12 cents. All of a sudden, it boom, bumped to 95 cents. Don't know how, gust of wind, but it was a sign that I am supposed to get to L.A. ASAP.
What I hear is he's thinking about it all the time.
Correct.
So he's taking it to bed with him when he goes to sleep.
Correct.
It was crazy. I mean, I woke up and I was like, oh, man. I was disappointed, A, it was a dream. But I also thought, man, that is someone telling me it is time to get to L.A. and get to The Price is Right. Drew Carey is waiting for me.
And also he had a dream about Drew Carey whispering him to
it. Yeah, cheating. Yep. Interesting.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
So what's the latest on this?
I'm just waiting for... I've been having a lot of businesses reach out to me saying they want to pay for the flight.
Is that true?
Yes.
Scuba, do people want to sponsor his flight?
They do. There's a lot of local businesses that are willing to do it, but I have to wait for National First to see if we can clear what I have going with that. And also, the shows are not taping until the fall, so we have some time.
So if we can get his flight paid for, roughly $500.
Yes.
There and back. Are we trying to get his hotel paid for?
I'm trying to get flight, hotel,
food.
Give him some, like, a stipend for a day, like $100 a day.
He's going to make money off doing this.
Don't forget bottle service.
Okay. No bottle service, but the basics of getting there, somewhere to stay, and some cash for
this
food.
Would be the greatest for an advertiser of ours.
Yeah.
Because every time Lunchbox went out, we'd start it with imaging like, Lunchbox, trying to get on a game show, brought to you by Sonic.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And then...
if he does get on the game show, can you wear a shirt with all the logos on it too?
Wouldn't let him.
They wouldn't let him be a NASCAR
show. Driver.
That's okay.
Do you have game shows right now in your mind? Like top three that you would want to be on?
Well, I mean,
obviously Price is Right because you're dreaming about Drew Carey nibbling on your ear.
No, I didn't. No, not nibbling on my ear.
Oh.
But I would like to do. I don't know if they do new no deal or no deal. I don't know if they do that on the.
But you can have a dream.
Yeah,
your top three dreams.
Dream.
Oh yeah, Deal or No Deal, Price is Right, and probably Jeopardy.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No, don't do that. That's not going to...
No.
Like, we can't even...
Eliminate
win,
that dream.
You can't even win easy trivia.
Yeah.
Good point, Amy.
No.
In Jeopardy's tryouts. You don't just get on that show because you have a big personality.
I would like Wheel of Fortune, but that's also tryouts.
Like, you need luck. You need things that are like,
You need like big personality and luck.
Mm-hmm.
Mix those together.
You don't need
What about, okay, Ellen's Game of Games? Does that count?
Great, sure.
I would do that one.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yes. Win, lose, or draw. Yeah, stuff like that would be up your alley.
Yeah.
Not Jeopardy.
Definitely not.
So probably fall is our update.
Okay, I guess, man. I thought it was happening like in a week because that dream told me it needs to happen.
But that's okay. Hold on to it. Keep visualizing it.
Yeah, wait for me, Drew Carey. I'll be there.
Maybe we can get Drew Carey on the show at some point.
Yeah, it'll be fun to talk to.
That'd
be
a fun interview to talk to. Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a dog resort, and it caught fire. Now, what's in a dog resort?
Dogs.
A bunch of dogs.
I would think, yeah.
So, employees at all the places around saw it, and they weren't going to wait for the fire department because they knew they had to get those dogs out of there. So, PSR Mechanical is one of the places. They started running out of there into the place, grabbing dogs. There was also a Mexican restaurant, and everybody ran out of that and started to grab the dogs. In the end, they saved 60 dogs.
Oh, wow.
Not a single dog died in the fire. No humans were injured. The place didn't do well. It didn't bounce. You know, it was very
all right.
Yeah. But no humans or dogs died because everybody jumped into action and ran in and just started grabbing all these animals and pulling them out of there. That's some bravery to run in after a dog you don't even know.
Yeah.
I'd be like, that's a pretty big fire. Stanley, you good, buddy? I'm just kidding. For sure, I'd run in. Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand
in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecova store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
All right, here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, Bobby, I kind of have a time-sensitive question. So I have two job offers. One pays more, so 5K difference in the sign-on bonus, but it's not really in the area that I really like or enjoy. The other job, it pays less. $4 less than the other, and the sign-on bonus is also $5,000 less than the other job, but it's more of what I want to do. So I just need help deciding. You have any advice or tips? Thank you.
Well, I've had to make these decisions. You know, early on in my radio career, I got offered a pretty good job. I was 21, and they were like, hey, come and work in this area of the country. And I hadn't graduated college yet, and I was broke, and I was struggling. But I decided for me, staying in school and finishing, getting my education, because no one in my family had ever graduated college, was very important to me. So I didn't chase the money then. There have been a few instances in between. In my last contract negotiation that I had here, which is 3.5 years or so ago, there was another service that came after me and offered me more money. And again, it's different because I'm not broke now, but I just have never chased money. Now, there is a difference where if you have to pay bills and you have kids and you've got to pay for, I understand if you have to, but if you don't absolutely have to, I don't think you should ever chase it if it's not life-changing money, meaning $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 difference. I just don't think, I think your quality of life is worth more than $5,000 a year, because that $5,000, although it is a lot and it's going to fix a couple things for a second, it's not going to fix things for a long time, and you're going to have to be in this job for a long time, and your quality of life isn't going to be as good. So I believe that my success comes from not chasing money, because when I love what I do, I get better at it. And when I get better at it, the rewards come. When you get really good at your job, you get promoted, you get raises. You're someone they can't replace as easy. So from the surface, I say do the job that you love, make a little less money, because in the end, that investment in doing what you love is going to pay off. Maybe not financially, maybe way financially, because you love it so much you get great at it. That's my advice. Amy?
Yeah, I totally agree. Quality of life. But that could be both ways. Like Bobby was saying, like if you have bills to pay, quality of life, that's important too. But like this was years ago, but when I took this job, I left a job and took a pay cut. But it's worked out for me, and it was something that's more fulfilling for me. Like, I enjoy this job, I think, more. But yeah, you just got to do what's going to make you the happiest. If, yeah, it's like a small, non-life-changing amount.
And I don't say that as somebody who grew up with any money and comes from any sort of financial privilege. Like, I spent until I was 27, 28, you know, almost living paycheck to paycheck, especially the early years when I didn't have enough money at all to pay bills, and you'd have to, you know, kind of negotiate with yourself which bills you were going to pay when. So I don't say this to you as somebody who has always been able to avoid this situation. I don't anymore. You know, I think we can all be honest about that. But a lot of my life spent trying to figure out how to just have enough money to survive. And I still sit by quality of life, doing what you love is better. Because if your goal is money, I'll say it one more time. If you do what you love, you're going to work harder at it, and you're going to get better at it, and the money's going to come that way. It's an investment. It's not right this second, but I do think that's it. So, Amy, you say take the job for a little less money.
Yes.
I say take the job for a little less money. Lunchbox?
I say take the money. Money is what makes the world go round. You can always use more money. You can always get a different job. Listen, you
Well, if you take a signing bonus, there's always some sort of, you must sign and stay for a certain amount of time, or you pay the signing bonus back.
Okay. So
I've never had a signing bonus, but that's what I hear. They don't just give those away and then someone can leave immediately.
Right. But if you want to go on vacation, guess what? You're going to wish you had that extra money. If you want to go buy
a
new car.
Vacation's 2 weeks. A year of life is the other, you know, 50 plus weeks, 50 weeks. Yeah.
I can't hear you with my extra money over here. It's clogging my ears.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Next up, we're going to play Pick a Bit.
Okay.
I've got three options for the bit we're going to do next. Now, two of them are rollovers from last week. Bit number one. Lunchbox sent it in. He says, has anyone seen me on the news? This one got passed over last time. But the bit is, Lunchbox going, has anyone seen me on the news? That's all I'll say. Bit number two is from Raymundo, who runs our audio. He said he got in trouble, almost kicked out of the gym for doing something inappropriate, and he wants to know how we feel about it. That's number two. Number three is from Eddie. Someone has been stealing money from his kids' wallets. They get like an allowance. And he finally, after a lot of time, figured out exactly who the thief was. So we have three options. Amy, Morgan, myself, we're going to vote. Which would you like to hear? Lunchboxes, has anyone seen him on the news? Ray's getting kicked out of the gym for doing something inappropriate, or people stealing money from Eddie's kids' wallets. Morgan?
I think I want to know what happened with Ray at the gym.
Lunchbox,
because, I mean, we heard these Ray stories, and it's like, oh, I took a picture in the mirror. It's like, okay.
So you're saying the Ray one will be lame?
Yes. All of Ray's stories are clickbait. Would you agree, Eddie?
Yes, I would agree.
Thank you.
Well, you guys are haters.
Well, we're in the running, Bones.
Amy.
Whatever. Ray, all the way. I almost chose Ray last time.
I would have picked you, Lunchbox.
Thank you.
You're just saying that now.
That's funny, dude.
That's
funny.
Liar.
And we know who took the money out of Eddie's kids' wallets.
Eddie.
I mean, it's like we already know the answer.
You'll never know.
That was a great segment.
Okay, next up. Ray got in trouble in the gym for doing something they said was inappropriate.
Here we go.
Will this be a good segment?
Yeah, clickbait, right, Lunch?
Clickbait.
All right, or is it clickbait? That's next. All right, you guys voted in the segment we're going to do now. And pick of it is Ray's segment where he went to the gym. Now, Eddie on Lunchbox says that Ray sent in clickbait and it's going to be a bad segment.
Yep.
Yeah.
But let's see. Ray, you were chosen. Let's do your segment. What happened at the gym?
Yeah, so I'm back at the gym after a couple years off, but apparently they're really strict now, and I used to all the time. Like, I mean, I would go in the bathroom, do what I wanted. I would go into the sauna, do what I wanted. I would go lift weights. I could do whatever I wanted. I had full rein, okay? I'm out there pumping iron. I took my shirt off. I thought it was a pretty normal thing to do, and there was this night manager.
Good pick, Amy.
It is good. Keep going.
And he came sprinting over to me, and he was like, you have got to put on your shirt right now.
You can't take your shirt off in a gym. Like
you
a
can't.
Gym where people... No.
Never.
I did not
never.
Know that.
In a gym where you have to pay a membership fee and other people are there, you never can take a shirt off.
Why did I not know that?
Yeah. Is it a chain?
In other states, yes, but not like chain around town or anything like that.
Okay.
But they have new rules, and so I'm not a woman. I don't have breasts. I'm just a
well,
guy.
Well, you do have breasts, but...
Well, he has a chest.
Yeah, chest.
But
he has breasts.
Pecs.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, men can have breast cancer. I guess they are called breasts?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he shut it down right away, and he goes, and actually, we have a three-strike policy, so if I see you again with your shirt off, that's two strikes. The next time, you unfortunately can't be a member here anymore. I'm like, oh, my gosh, for my shirt being off?
Wow.
Okay, now Amy's just selling it right now because she knows.
Yeah, she knows you messed up.
She picked that bit.
I mean, I don't think it's that bad. Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
Well, Amy, have you ever seen anyone take their shirt off at the gym? Ever?
Come never.
Think of it? I guess not. I didn't know it wasn't allowed. I mean, girls take it off and have on a sports bra.
And he could also wear the same sports bra and he'd be fine.
So good.
But Ray, just do that. Just put on a sports bra.
Well, and news to me as well, there's also a selfie policy. So if you're caught doing a mirror selfie, because they said people could be in the background and they don't want to be posted.
Wow.
And they've had legal things that have gone down before, made money off of posts and stuff.
No mirror selfies at the gym?
I'm like, times have changed, but
wait,
yeah.
So people have posted and ended up in the background, and then legally the people in the background have gotten money for that?
Said something about the post or something like that, because they said we have a strict photo policy.
Wow.
No pictures.
At all, in the gym at all.
Exactly.
Anybody cool ever work out in there?
I do 2 a.m., so it's usually
you
just me.
You go at 2 a.m.?
Me and the night manager.
Well, then why won't he let you take your shirt off if nobody else is there?
No!
I'd be with my pants off if nobody else was there.
See, this story's not bad.
It got a little better. Yeah. It got a little better.
Okay.
It's like next time I'm in the shower naked, he's going to be like, oh, where's your swimsuit? What? I can't shower naked? What has happened to the society nowadays?
It got a little worse.
Yeah, it got a little worse. I mean, you should have ended when you were ahead.
All right. Thank you, Ray.
Yeah.
And that's Pick a Bit, the segment they chose here on the show. All right, here's a few voicemails. Go for it.
Hey, Bobby. Morning, studio. I just want to call and let you know that I am a huge fan of the way that you guys are putting out your podcast now, and just want to let you guys know that I love it and love the show. Thanks. Have
you're,
a good one.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you very much. We split it up into two so you can get the first half even earlier. Here is the next voicemail, Jenna in Minnesota.
Hi, Bobby. Morning, studio. Just want to say I love, love, love the new format of the Best Bits of the Week with Morgan. Thanks for splitting it up into two different parts. I listen to every minute of the podcast, so I don't really need to hear the best bits again, but I love the behind the scenes. It was super fun this week. So thanks, guys. Love the show.
All right. There you go. You're doing it in two parts now.
Yes. So like the bits are in one and the conversation is one, because most of our listeners listen to the entirety of the podcast. So they were hearing repeat segments. Since they were fast forwarding, we just made it a little bit easier on them.
There you go. And finally, here's the last voicemail.
Hey, Bobby. I'm Bennett. I'm an 11-year-old. I have a question real quick. So you're taller than Ryan Seacrest, right? Because Ryan Seacrest is like 5'7", 5'8". And Siri said you're 5'10". I don't believe that because I think you're like 6 foot. So I'm trying to figure out, are you taller than Luke Bryan? I think y'all should meet up with each other, stand back to back, and see who's taller.
Couple things. Yes, I'm taller than Ryan. 5'10 is a lie.
Yes.
It is a straight lie. I think I'm 6'1 now because I've been growing.
But he's 6 foot.
I'm easily six, but I think I'm 6'1 because I've been growing. I talked to the doctor about it, and he said it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you were hanging upside down every day.
He said it's possible. That's all I said.
Okay.
Luke is taller than 6 foot. Luke's probably 6'2.
He's giant.
He's tall.
Yeah, don't believe this stuff about how tall people are. Well, although if you Google mine, it says 6 foot. So.
Oh, you changed that?
Yeah.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a cybersecurity firm figured out how secure every type of password is. And they say that any password that's 6 characters or less can be cracked instantly now. So you need to evaluate what kind of passwords you're using.
But what about when they're trying to crack if it's like, which picture has a tractor in it? And they can't identify the tractor.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm trying to put my own in, and I can't identify the tractor or the bridge.
I get nervous about that one. Or which tractor, has stairs.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think I see stairs.
And I'm like, is that a bridge over that? Mm-hmm. I never can tell.
Or hills. I'm like, is that a mountain or a hill? I don't know.
That's a good point, too. Or when they're like, what is this spell? And it's like, I don't know if that's a G or a 6. And then I think they're going to cancel my whole account because it can't do the Capuchica.
Yeah. So in general, it takes at least 12 characters to be somewhat secure. But if you want to go big on this, an 18-character long password with numbers, letters, and special characters is where it's at, because that would take 438 trillion years to hack.
18 characters. That's about how long my kid's book is. That's a lot. Wow. Okay, most of my passwords are 8 to 10 characters because they now make you do commas and exclamation points.
Yeah. But,
and mine are all different, too. Which is trouble if I have to remember.
So my suggestion for that is I downloaded LastPass, which is a password app saver thingy, which hopefully nobody hacks that.
Now we know what to hack for any password.
Oh, no. But like literally everything we have, we put all of our passwords in there. And it's been helpful except for, I get hacked.
Except for now. Yeah. Except she's been scammed like 18 times. Yeah.
So I want to know, is this a good life hack or totally ridiculous? This woman was bragging on TikTok about how she takes her suitcase, like her wheelie one, to the grocery store, and she uses that instead of bags. So she doesn't have to carry it. So she goes to the checkout. Once all of her groceries are scanned, she loads it up into her suitcase and then wheels it on out.
This to me sounds like someone who just wanted attention on TikTok. Mm. If you roll a suitcase into the grocery store, they may think you're shoplifting.
Totally.
Because that's not a normal bag to put stuff in.
But she uses the cart and then she fills up the suitcase at checkout. I mean,
still
I get it. It
feels weird. Amy has been known to take her own bag into places and use it, which is great because she's saving the environment. She's not using her bags. But then she forgets it and then accidentally steals it.
Yeah. Well, those are the times I throw it in my tote. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
I go in with the intention of just getting one or two things and I can put those in my hand. Then I end up with 5 or 6 things. So I have to start using my tote. Then I go to check out and I forget stuff in my tote.
but you had intention of paying for them.
Yeah, of course.
It's like
these, I go back.
These guys who go into a bank and have intention just to withdraw money, but oh, they robbed the bank.
Yeah, they got that pantyhose on their head.
Yeah, they had the intention of just doing it honestly.
Yeah, well, just in case you don't want to, because some places, depending on what state you live in, if you forget your reusable bags, you get charged.
No one's taking a suitcase because of the story. Okay. There's no chance. No.
She said she does get laughed at, but she doesn't care because she's genius and she just wheels it on out and she's good to go.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie. Tell me something good.
Look, say you're having a bad day, you just need a pep talk, right? Well, there's a hotline now that you can call. Two teachers put it together. And you can call and kids answer and they give you encouraging words. It's pretty cool. Here's a clip.
If you're feeling mad, frustrated, or nervous, press 1. If you need words of encouragement and life advice, press 2. If you need a pep talk from kindergartners, press 3. If you need to hear kids laughing with delight, press 4.
Look, so teachers Jessica Martin and Ashera Wise, they started this. And since they launched, up to 700 callers were calling after 2 days. Wow. So it's pretty cool. It's pep talk. PEPTOC. So Google that. That'll be the best way to do it.
Talk like TikTok.
Yeah, like pep TikTok. Talk. Pep talk.
Okay.
Because the numbers vary. It's just complicated. So just Google pep talk and you can find it.
Okay, it's pretty,
pretty cool.
Cool. Yeah, that's good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision, from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
All right, let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Where do boats go when they're sick?
Where do boats go when they're sick?
To the boat dock.
The boat dock. Dock. The boat dock.
That was the morning corny.
I thought you'd get one that right away because you worked at a marina as a teenager.
Okay.
Yeah, the boat dock.
Dock. But like, what up, doc?
That's one you look at, and that's funny. The dock. D-O-C.
Yeah, D-O-C, doc.
Yeah. You're right. I did work in a marina for years. So if I played this rock intro, would you know the song? That would be Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit. So all of these will be very famous rock songs. You just have to name them by their intro. Eddie and I made a $10 gamble. I believe in Lunchbox. Eddie believes in Amy.
I already have my $10 out.
All right, here we go.
Okay, thanks for...
Up first. All right, guys, I need your title and artist. Amy.
Shook me all night long.
Okay, Lunchbox.
That's AC/DC, Back in Black.
Is it?
You both were sort of in the right ballpark. It is AC/DC,
but
it's Highway to Hell.
Close.
All right, number two, just name it by the intro. Okay, Lunchbox is pumping his fist.
Looks like he has it.
Amy has pulled her head away from the microphone and is trying to sing the rest of the song. If that's the case, we'll be here 12 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, 5 seconds, Amy. 4, 3. One.
Peter Gabriel. Well.
Lunchbox.
Don't stop believing, Journey! Yeah!
Woo!
Got that, artist.
I know you did.
All right, next up. Oh, there's only 5 of these. Can you name this song by its intro? That's all you get. I'll give it to you one more time, though.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Okay, Amy looks like she has it.
Oh, yes. Come on, Amy.
100%. Lunchbox's head is up a little later than Amy's, but Lunchbox.
Yeah, that is a little thing called Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Amy?
Boom!
Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah!
Okay.
I see a little scaramouche, will you do the
bomb? All right, number four. Lunchbox has a 1-point lead. Number four, go. Let's do it one more time. There you go.
Come on, Amy.
Quit looking at my paper. What are you doing? Get out of here.
Just looking at your paper, man.
Gosh. Ah, who sings that, though?
All right, guys. Their heads are still down riding.
They're grunting.
It's so stupid.
Right. A lot of grunting.
All right, let me know when everybody's in.
I'll be in for that win.
Stupid.
Amy, why are you frustrated?
Because I know the song, obviously.
Okay, you can play it out. Like, okay, go ahead.
We Will Rock You.
Oh, you wanted to say your answer. We Will Rock You by...
Guns N' Roses.
Okay, Lunchbox.
We Will Rock You by Survivor.
It is We Will Rock You by Queen.
No! You did that! That is not cool! That is not cool! You did it back to back! Oh, man, I thought about that!
I did. Good to know.
Okay, on this next
one. That was good. That was a good one, man. you played us like a fiddle.
Amy, you had it. You had it. You could have got him.
Mm-hmm.
On this next one, all you have to get is the title of the song.
Do I get a bonus for artist?
No bonus, but you will never get the artist in a million years.
I like that.
All right.
I like to doubt me. I like when you doubt me, because that's when I like to step up to the plate, hammer it home. Mm-hmm.
The bonus will be $5 for you if you get
Thank you.
Okay, but I can't put it in the game.
That's fine.
All right, go. Here we go. Does that sound familiar at all?
No.
No, I never heard that one.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get the band.
We need more. We need more.
Oh.
Why not?
He needs more.
Neither one of us know it.
I mean, I need, the whole song. And just give me the title.
All right.
They're both spacing. They're looking
I've never
into
heard
the
this
sky.
Song before in my life.
Yeah, we have.
I haven't. Bet.
All right. All right, that's I know who that is.
So, I'm just going to tell you right now, the title of the song was said in those words, if you were listening.
That's what I did.
Oh, good, took
a
Amy.
Word, took a word from the lyrics there.
Dang it, I wish I'd have known that.
Lunchbox, name it.
That's Earth, Wind, and Fire, Summertime.
Both are wrong.
Got it.
Amy, you need the title of the song to move to tiebreaker.
Come on, Amy.
Seasons? He said Seasons.
Bye.
By who?
That is
the Beatles.
That is Don't Fear the Reaper.
Oh.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
By Blue Oyster Cult.
Ah, it's a good band.
And what you would, where you would know this probably, because we weren't alive, is the SNL sketch with Will Ferrell, More Cowbell.
We were alive.
I heard
the
that.
Song. We weren't alive for the song. But you would know it from being alive for the sketch.
I gotta have more cowbell.
If Bruce Dickinson wants more cowbell, we should probably give him more cowbell.
Say, baby, I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Thank you, Bruce.
More cowbell.
I need more cowbell. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Don't fear the reaper.
So, I'm $10 richer.
Yeah!
Mikey has your money.
I won! Woo! Yeah! Rock that!
Woo! Rock that.
Yeah. And hey, Bobby, don't ever stop believing in me. That's right. Hey, journey. Mike. What a journey we just took.
Mike, come back over here. Mike just handed me a $10 bill.
Yes, that's yours.
Here's the thing about this money, though, is I don't want it. Please give it to Lunchbox.
Yeah!
No.
Yeah!
No. That makes it so much more worse.
Yeah!
I don't want him to have my money.
Hey, Eddie, thanks for the money. Buy me lunchy.
This is dumb. It's okay.
All right, good job, Lunchbox. Sorry. Here's a voicemail we got last night.
I have a question and need y'all's advice. I'm moving into a new apartment, and right next door, there's a little grocery store, kind of corner store, and there's some graffiti on the wall, and it's not very pleasant to look at. I was wondering if y'all think I could go and paint over it, or do y'all think I would get targeted? I'm kind of having an Amy moment. Okay, thanks.
I don't know what targeted means. I would think that whomever's wall it is, you go and say, hey, do you mind if I cover this up? If it's a store, I don't think they'll care, especially if it's like a wiener drawn or something.
Right.
You know?
Well, I don't think it's that. I think because she used the word targeted, it could be from a gang and they want it up there.
Okay.
And if she
Amy
takes it down.
Amy automatically goes to gang for everything.
No, because if she takes it
I'm not signing up with that.
What?
You think everything is gang related.
No, I don't.
Came on this show and said, if you hear something at your door and it's a baby crying, do not open the door because a gang has put a baby beside the front door crying. And when you open it, they attack you.
Yeah, or an empty baby basket on the side of the road.
How was that possible? Ray just said the girl that left the voicemails on the phone.
Yep.
Did we line her up when they knew I was going to play this?
No, just that's the way it happened.
She just happens to be on the phone?
What? Okay, well. See if that's what she's talking about, because I think
she says gang, I quit.
She fears for her life.
No, don't quit.
Wow, which one is she?
Julia.
Wow, okay. Julia. How are you, Julia?
I'm good, how are y'all?
Will you please confirm to me and our listeners, we in no way set this up. I literally saw this on the page, thought it was interesting, and they just said you're on the phone.
Okay, so no, last night I was talking to my fiance about it, and we thought we would call and leave a voicemail, and I wanted to make sure y'all heard me, so I thought I'd call back on my ride to work and get y'all's advice.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
The timing's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's on the wall, can you say?
I don't want to say traditional, like, you know, just graffiti you see everywhere, like weird letters.
Okay,
stuff.
Amy said it's like the Bloods or the Crips.
Well, I don't know. That's
no,
what,
don't start. Why, don't start yelling the word tag and then go. He's like, "Yeah, tag." That's not the same thing as a gang sign.
Listen. So, why would you feel like maybe you would be targeted?
I don't know. Like, I've always heard growing up, like whoever does graffiti are gangs and stuff. And I don't know if they're like in the neighborhood or if they're like, I don't know.
She it's always heard growing up that people who do graffiti, and Amy throws her arms up like she's right. You're not right at all.
I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm right as to why she was fearing.
Okay, you don't
being
win this. This
targeted.
Is, this is not an Amy.
Yeah,
win.
Like other non gang members do graffiti
mostly.
They're just artists.
90. Yes,
they like spray paint.
Yes. Okay, Julia. Here's what I say. Is it on a store that you can go inside and be like, "Hey, hi, I'm Julia." Is it a thing you can go talk to?
They've been closed since Hurricane Ida, so So I think they might be remodeling, but I haven't really seen any activity there.
I can
try to find the owner.
You can get you one of those roll paintbrushes and just go roll over the top of it. If anything, you're going to create a better canvas for the graffiti people the next time, once it's a clear wall. But I don't think there's anything wrong with going to paint over it. It's not a gang. Kids with spray cans are not gangs.
But is there a percentage that it could be a gang?
There's a percentage that somebody driving down the road at the same time as you could be in a gang.
That's true.
Okay, yeah.
The person that you cut off at Chick-fil-A could be in a gang.
Okay, well, so you're saying there's a chance.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Julia, go and paint over that wall with a roller.
But do it with a hat and glasses.
She's not in witness protection.
Yes, Amy, you're right. I'm team gang.
Team gang.
Yes. Unless it says the name of the gang, or it's just somebody who's painting graffiti.
Okay.
All right, Julia.
Bobby just does not know the gang life.
I grew up where there were literal gangs. You guys, no, you didn't. You guys saw fake
Whatever.
Gangs.
Whatever, there was gang. I went to Austin High, and we had gangs.
Okay.
Julia.
Yes.
Go take care of it. Go. If no one's in the store, you can paint over it. Just know it's going to be repainted over, and no one's going to target you for beautifying your community.
Okay.
All
Thank
right.
Y'all.
Thank you.
Hey, be careful.
What is that? No, not to be.
Stay safe.
Let's take a quick poll here.
Mm-hmm.
Who thinks that's gang related? Just random graffiti on a store. Amy.
Hi.
Okay, we knew that was coming. And I got a feeling Lunchbox is going to say the same.
Hey, I'm team gang, dude. They tagged to let you know their name is out there. Mm-hmm.
They didn't tag a name.
They might be sending a
message.
That
may be their symbol, like, hey, yo, I'm
Ray.
Little
team artist. Okay. Eddie.
There's a guy in my hood by the name of Bird. He spray paints everywhere. There's no way he's a gang member. He's just an artist.
Scuba? Scuba Steve?
Well, it depends on where she lives. Like, when I lived in L.A., there was gang tags everywhere. You knew not to go to those areas and not to mess
with it. Yes, specific areas in Los Angeles. Yes, but random in Louisiana.
Random Louisiana, there's gangs there, too. So I'm going team gang.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm not painting.
Morgan?
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, I've never known that to be the thing. But.
Yeah.
Okay. Julia, good luck. We're rooting for
All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in Hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in Hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
All right, can you name the 10 richest female country artists by net worth? Let's play the feud! Eddie, you're up first.
Might have them all, Bones.
Yeah, no.
You think you have all 10?
I might have them all. To go.
Wow, let's go. Eddie won the dice roll, so he's first.
Let's start with Dolly Parton.
Show me Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton at number one, $650 million. Ooh. She's a singer, songwriter, actress, author, and entrepreneur. Even has her own theme park, Dollywood. Probably missed a few things. Next up, Eddie.
Okay, next up, I have Reba.
Show me Reba McEntire. At number six, Reba,
$95
million. She has 16 number one albums, owns several businesses, has starred on Broadway, and her own sitcom named Reba. All right, Eddie, you have 7 points. Number six and number one. What else you got?
Bones, give me Shania Twain.
Show me Shania Twain. At number two, worth $400 million.
Wow.
Oh.
She's one of the best-selling music artists of all time. She's a Vegas regular and owns real estate all over the world. All right, Eddie?
Moving right along. Let's go Carrie Underwood.
Mm-hmm. Show me Carrie.
Money, money, money.
$140 million at number four. She has quietly created an empire.
Oh, wow. She's ahead of Reba.
Record sales, concerts, Vegas residency, author, and her own fitness brand, Kalia, or Kalia.
However you want to.
Kalalaya by Carrie. All right, Eddie, you have four down.
Okay, here. It's getting a little tricky
No,
here.
You said you knew all 10.
Yeah, I know, but it might get a little tricky. Let's go with someone who has cookbooks and loves to cook, but also sings very well. Trisha Yearwood.
Okay, interesting. Anybody else have Trisha?
Yep.
Not yet. I don't know. She hasn't popped into my head, but it makes sense. Okay. I think she's on it.
The 10 richest female country artists by net worth, Trisha Yearwood.
Stressed me out
breath.
There.
At number five, worth $100 million.
Wow.
Cooking shows, books, going on tour. All right.
That's a lot of money.
You have five down. There's still plenty of room for other people.
Yeah, I know.
Because those later ones are worth more points.
I'm running out of people. But let's go Faith Hill. She's got money. She just did a TV show.
Faith Hill.
You don't like that, Amy?
You don't think so?
I didn't have that.
Okay.
I mean, I think she's in the top.
But you didn't have Trisha either.
You're right. But once you said it, I agreed. When you said Faith, I questioned, but it totally could be. Totally could be. Mm-hmm.
Show me Faith Hill.
Yeah!
What?
At number seven, $80 million.
Wow, wow.
40 million records, two fragrances, and an acting career.
Wow, those fragrances.
This one gets tricky here,
Still a lot of time for you other folks to catch up. With Eddie. A lot of points left on the board.
Okay.
I may be punting here, but let's go Miranda Lambert.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, she got money, right?
Yeah, she does.
Yep.
You gonna sing that song?
Show me Miranda Lambert.
All right.
Yeah. At number 10, $60 million.
Okay, so 60.
Now we're in trouble.
Okay. One, two, three left.
It's over.
Eddie, can you run the category?
I mean, I'm out of people unless Taylor Swift is on there as a country artist. Give me Taylor Swift.
Interesting. Okay. Show me Taylor Swift.
Yeah! Now I'm in trouble.
At number three, she's one of the most popular and most successful artists on the planet, worth $400 million.
Oh, boy.
There are two left.
Oh, boy. Who runs those categories?
Two left.
Oh, man, there's a punt. It's a punt. Here you go, guys. You're welcome. Merry Christmas. Maren Morris.
Oh, it's on there. It's not a punt.
Show me Maren Morris.
Yeah, I knew it. Dang it.
Amy?
Ali, this is hard. Who's left?
Well,
with that kind of money.
I can't tell you.
Because if Miranda's at number 10, Taylor Swift's taken. It's, what about Loretta Lynn?
What about Loretta Lynn?
She's alive,
right? How do you guys feel about Loretta Lynn?
I don't know.
Is she alive?
She's alive. She's alive.
Show me Loretta Lynn.
Wow, Amy.
Lunchbox is terrible at this. He's at Marin. Yes. Loretta Lynn, no.
Okay.
Loretta Lynn's in.
I'm in.
There's one more.
How many points did that give me?
Nine.
One more.
One more person?
Yeah, this will be tough.
Is she country?
Don't give hints.
Ish. It doesn't matter. The game's over.
But I want to give my chance to get it.
What's the category?
Top 10 richest female country artists.
Country artists. Ish.
You have already claimed your second place stake in the game.
I know. I just don't know if she's country, but she's not. Not country.
Go.
She's never even done a country song.
Who?
Kelly Clarkson.
Show me Kelly Clarkson. No. Lunchbox?
Sheryl Crow.
Show me Sheryl Crow at number 8.
Good job.
How did you know that?
Because Eddie, I'm good at this game.
38. Dang. Ooh, I don't know about that.
I wouldn't even
miss a lot. Amy,
you.
9. Lunchbox, 8. Eddie is our winner. Nice job. Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from London, England. A couple funeral directors thought, ooh, let's prank the new guy. So they went and they zipped one of them up in a body bag.
Oh, no.
One of the live ones?
Live one.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh.
This is awesome. So far, this is awesome. Okay, go ahead.
And they said, hey, man, we need you to go over there and kind of start working on that body. And he unzips the bag and, bah! Yeah. Guy jumps out of the bag. Supervisor didn't find that funny. Oh. Suspended. The two guys.
Worth it. Worth it.
Worth the prank.
This is one of the boneheads where I'm like, cosign. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's well, nobody funny. Got hurt.
I know.
Nobody got hurt.
And I bet the suspension was like, hey, you're suspended. Wink, wink.
Still funny, though.
Hey, hilarious. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
My fantasy is to have a panic room in my house. I think some people's a little kinkier, but mine is to have a panic room built into my house where I can just go into it at any time.
Okay.
If I panic, just go in there.
Uh-huh.
Easy as pie. 1, 2, 3. People are buying more and more of them because if you live in an area where there's a lot of crime, people go, oh, well, need a safe place to be.
A lot of panic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So especially in Los Angeles, they're buying panic rooms. They're putting them in their houses. I don't know how you buy one. You have to build it in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like building a deck.
Maybe you can just pre-order all the things you need for your room.
Can you get that at Tractor Supply? You can get everything at Tractor Supply. I wish they would have panic rooms at Tractor Supply. So panic rooms are being put in. I would love it. I have not inquired about getting one put into the house. I don't even know where we put it.
You could maybe just turn a closet that you have, turn it into
but
a panic room.
The problem is I can't afford any of my own closet space. Mm. Closet's too full of shoes and clothes.
Got it.
And if I did that, it'd be a closet in another part of the house. And I don't have, when you panic, you don't run across the house to panic.
Yeah, well, you might have to.
Nope, you need to panic, go right into it.
Well, then figure it out.
I don't know. We're done. We hope you have a great day. We will see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.